Afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Hendon Crematorium, second part of our farewell to a dear brother. With your permission, and permission of the family members, we have about 45 minutes here. Longer if you prefer. You can let me know at a particular point. We've paid our final respects in a wonderful ceremony. I don't think I've seen as many flowers as that for a very long time. We've come here in a very stately procession with music, singing, dancing, musical instruments. We've heard a little philosophy. But I still think that perhaps some of True Bhuvanath's closest friends and family member may wish to say something, just to add to our understanding of what an extremely important person he was to all of us. So over the next 45 minutes, I want to be calling on a representative of the program that True Bhuvanath made his very heart. That was the festival program. They're, if you like, a younger generation than some of the ones that were speaking in the tent. They're not in their 40s and 50s, they're in their 20s. And we want to hear from them what sort of a person he was to them. The relationship is quite different, and they loved him very much. We want to hear from an even younger generation, if that is possible, those who are the second generation of our Krishna conscious devotee families. And they're going to be represented by Bala, who's going to come and explain perhaps some of the feelings that the children who've grown up in the Hare Krishna movement have about someone who was, again, their spiritual guide, a kind uncle, another father, if you will. Then I want to call upon someone who has been working very, very hard over the past 2 to 3 years in Africa. As you know, True Bhuvanath was very active in East Africa, and all the way down the coast of East Africa, but particularly where Uganda, where he was in the midst of opening a restaurant, which is still about to open, and where there's a school for, as I mentioned, 185 children, many of them orphans, many of whom will be growing up to see True Bhuvanath as the patron saint of the school that he founded. Another god sister, someone who's very close to him and spent a great deal of the past 30 years with him. We want to invite you to come up to speak. I don't quite know who you are yet, but if you feel that your heart is ready, then please come up. I think perhaps after the formalities of the past 2 to 3 hours, our gathering here in our final farewell is perhaps a little less formal, a little more informal. And then, of course, I wanted to call, if he feels inclined, Jeff, to come. Sorry? Jim? Is it Jim? Jim. Yeah. Where's Jim? It's Jim. Okay. Yeah. And then we are promised an elder statesman on behalf of the society somewhere towards the end.